Join us for stories of faith and light. Join us for stories of faith and light. In story time where hearts feel happy and bright. In story time where hearts feel happy and bright.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahman rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madrasa Shah, welcome to Fazana Makkah in Bradford BD9. We are currently in the Madrasa. This is the first session. There are three sessions that are here today. And alhamdulillah, we're going to have a little story amongst the children. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durud-e-Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said that if a person sends Durud-e-Pak upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night with love, Allah azza wa jal will forgive all the sins that he committed during the day and all the sins that he committed during the night. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we're starting a new program called The Story Time. And it's the story time in which we're going to sit with the madrasa children here, have a little story in front of them, and then discuss it with them as well. And we're going to read a little story out to you today. And the idea of these stories is not that we just read them to you. Because reading a story is easy, isn't it? We need to learn something from it. So whenever a story is given to you, you need to learn something from that story. Okay? So I'm hoping we're all going to learn something today. Now the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the world that he was a prophet at a certain age. Does anybody know at what age was the Prophet of Allah? Did he say to the world that I'm a prophet?
At the age of 40.
At the age of 40. Is that right? Did he get the right answer? MashaAllah. Did we all know that? No, we should all know that. We should all know that. We should all know that. But what happened was, then 40 years, whilst he wasn't a prophet, well, he was still a prophet, but whilst he didn't tell the world that he was a prophet, he was also known as a very honest person. Everybody knew that he was honest, that he was a trustworthy and honest person. Now, does anybody know what the word honest means? I'll pass it to that person there. Pass the mic to him. Go on. What does the word honest mean?
It means like you stay, like you don't lie about anything.
You don't what?
You don't lie about anything.
You don't lie about anything. That's good. Yes, that's true as well. That's one word of honest. Can anybody give me another definition of being honest as well? Anybody else can think of any other definition of being honest? Pass the mic behind you.
When someone always tells the truth and never lies.
Well, that's about the same what he said, isn't it? Doesn't lie, still tells the truth. Any other ideas what honesty could be? How can someone else be honest? Because we said that, you're right, someone is honest if they don't tell a lie. Someone honest is if they tell the truth. Have we got any other definitions of what honesty means? Can we pass the mic forward? To our young sheikh at the front. Jibeta, what does, other than them two examples, you've got to think of something new.
Honest means like being kind to people.
Being kind to people. Well, that's not quite right. That's not quite right. See, that's a good thing. You should be kind, but it's not quite what honesty is. I said, it's a good job we're having this story today because we don't all know. Do you think you know what honesty does? All right, give him the mic.
Honest means that you don't steal anything.
You don't steal it. That's also very true as well. That's very true as well, that you don't steal anything. You don't take anything from people. And people can trust you that if they give something to you, like, for example, you're here, right? And someone gives you your Qaida, yeah, your madani bag, they give it to you. They know that they'll get it back off you. Why? Because they trust you. If they didn't trust you, they wouldn't give you the bag because what happened was they'd run away and that bag would disappear, wouldn't it? So they trust you. Now, the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was always known to be very honest and very trustworthy, meaning he didn't lie and meaning people trusted him. They knew that he wasn't going to cause them any harm. He was good to them. So he was known as an honest and a trustworthy person. And people knew him like that. Even before he said he was a prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people knew that he was honest and trustworthy as well. And whatever he said, everybody knew that whatever he said was true. They believed him because he was an honest person. Now what happens is, when you tell a lie, then automatically people think he's not honest. So the next time, even when you tell the truth, people won't believe you. Why? Because you've lied in the past. So when you lie once, even lying once, it is a sin. Not only that, people start to think of you as a liar. Yeah? So it's very important that we remain truthful and we only speak the truth. Because if you lie, then even when you're speaking the truth, people won't believe you. Because he's lied before, he can lie again. So how do I know that he's telling the truth? So it's very important upon it. And that is why the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never ever told a lie. So that when he told people about the deen of Islam, they could believe him because he'd always been honest so far. And he was so honest. He was so honest that people looked for him. He was known as As-Sadiq, the truthful one. This is the type people call him. The truthful one, he always speaks the truth. And what happened was, there was a rich businesswoman called Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. What was her name? Can anybody repeat that name? Sayyidina Khadija. Do you know who? Well, I'll tell you the story first and then we'll talk a little bit about it. She was a rich businessman. And she was doing a business in Syria. So she sent the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because she'd heard that he was a very trustworthy and an honest person, she decided to give him a job. Why? Because he's honest and he was trustworthy. And she gave all of her goods to him and said to him that, go to Syria, sell my goods. And she sent somebody with him. When that person came back and he reported to Sayyidina Khadija radhiyallahu anha, he said that he was a very honest person. He never tried to lie to anybody. He never tried to say this is good when it wasn't good. He didn't say that this is better than what it was. He was completely honest in his trading. He didn't try to be unfair to anybody. And he came back and she was so impressed with him that she decided that this was such an honest, such a good person that she asked him to marry her. Do you know that? So she became the first wife of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Khadija radhiyallahu anha. She was the first wife of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she came back, his honesty obviously became known by that. Everybody knew him, that he was the honesty. And being honest is a true sign of a Muslim. Because if less you are honest, people won't listen to you. And this is whether you're at home, whether you're in the madrasa, wherever you go. So when Qari Sahib says to you, have you read your sabak at home? And you haven't, what should you say? No, I've not read it. If you have read your sabak at home, yes, you should say it. If Qari Sahib asks you, have you read your namaz at home and you've not read it, what should you say?
No.
You've not read it. Exactly, that's being honest. It is, even though sometimes it's a bit embarrassing being honest. It is a bit embarrassing being honest sometimes, but we should be honest as well. But the other thing, now you're quite young, but when you get older, you should also make sure that you don't tell anybody your sins. Yeah? So if you miss your namaz, don't tell anybody. Don't come to the madrasa and say, oh, Qari Sahib, you know, this morning I didn't read my namaz. It's okay when you're young, but when you get to a certain age, you shouldn't tell anybody your sins. And a true Muslim is he who is always honest. A true Muslim is always he who always speaks the truth, especially at home. And what you youngsters need to do is, you need to always be honest with your parents. Always be truthful with your parents. Whenever you go to school, if you see anything there that upsets you, you see anything that happens there, tell your parents. If you want to find out about anything, always speak to your parents and always be honest. A Muslim should always be honest. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim can be anything, but he cannot be a liar. He cannot be a liar. And no matter what happens, none of us should lie. We should never lie. We should always be worried about us lying. So make sure that you never lie. Make sure that you're always honest. I've got some questions here, apparently. What name? I mentioned a name that people called the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he became a Muslim. Well, before he told people he was the Prophet, people knew him by a certain name. And I mentioned it very, very quickly. Who can mention that name? Go on, then give him the mic. So what was he called?
Sadiq.
As-Sadiq. MashaAllah. Say MashaAllah. He's got the right answer, mashallah. Okay, another question. I said to you that when he went on that trade journey, when he went on the journey to Syria, and he was there, and when he came back, and the person, the helper that went, he came back, and he told Sayyidina Khadija radhiyallahu anha about him. What did he say to her about him? Give the mic back there further. Go on. What did that person, that helper, say about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came back and he spent time? What did he say?
He said about the Prophet that he was honest and he was fair to everyone with his goods.
Say mashallah.
Mashallah.
Did everybody hear what he said? Okay. What did he say? Come on, let me make sure. Did you hear what he said? Okay, give him the mic. He's going to tell us now. What did that helper say about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came back?
When he was honest.
He was honest. But again, okay, now I'm going to ask another question because we've talked about this now. We've talked about this and you should now understand because at the beginning, you're a little bit confused. But I'm hoping now that you know what the word honest means. If you've answered a question so far, don't put your hands up. But the rest of you that have not answered any questions now, I want you to tell me, what does it mean being honest? Can anybody tell me? Okay, now you're going to explain to me. I'll tell you what, do me a favor, stand up. Stand up and tell everybody here, right, what it means to be honest.
Like you're not lying or something.
You're not lying as well. Forever. Anything else?
Like, forever. If you promise, if you don't steal, and you lie, and it's gonna...
You don't break any promises. Anybody else who's going to give the answer? Go and pass it to him, Marshall, at the back there. Over there, pass the mic over there. You can now stand up, and you're going to tell us, according to the story, what it means to be honest, okay?
Honest means that you don't steal anything, always tell the truth, and don't lie.
MashaAllah. Say MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
So, who amongst us is not going to be honest? Who amongst us is always going to speak the truth? A few people don't put their hands up. Are you all going to speak the truth? Yeah. And you're always going to be honest as well, and especially when it comes to your parents. Now, a final question. I want you to give me some examples of being honest in the madrasa and being honest at home. I want an example of you. You can tell me, if I do this, then this means I'm honest. Go on, here's a new brother there. Give him the mic over there. Where's the mic? Pass the mic over there quickly. Pass the mic over there. Stand up, beta. I want you to give me an example of what it is to be honest in the madrasa and honest at home as well. Two examples. These are the hard questions, right?
When your Qadi Sahib has told you to, if you read your stuff or not, like read at
okay.
home.
And at home?
Like, if your parents do something and you told him you did it and you didn't do it.
MashaAllah. So it's basically not lying.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think, because we mentioned lying, didn't we, as being something that tells you whether you're being honest, but we also mentioned other aspects of being honest. How else can we be honest? Who's going to speak? Are you going to speak? Do you want to speak? Oh, well, give him the mic. We've not had him. Beta, stand up this time. We should always stand up. I think it's a good idea we all stand up. Right, Beta. He mentioned the example, right? He mentioned the example of being honest in the madrasa, meaning that if your Qari Sahib asks you if you read your sabak, then if you haven't read it, you tell him. And if your mum says, have you done this? And you've not done it, you tell her you've not done it. So basically, he's told us that telling the truth means that we're honest. Can you give us any other examples?
You read your sabak, but you didn't.
But he said that. I was hoping you'd come up with something new. Any other ideas? No? Go on, you've not spoken yet, have you? Go on, give them. Okay, so what does honesty mean then?
That if somebody tells you, have you stolen a car, and you haven't stolen it,
okay.
And then it's your car.
Okay, mashallah. Good example. I'm not going to say any more. No, but better what? I'll give you an example. Sit down, listen. It's okay. For example, right? Let me think of an example now. Someone gives you your coat. Yeah? You give your coat to someone and you say, can you take it to the door for me? I'm coming out in a minute. Or you pick up your motherly bag, your kaida bag, and you give it to someone and say, can you take it to the door? Right? Now, you would only give that bag to someone that you can trust. You will only give that bag to someone who is honest. You will only give your coat to someone who is honest. So you know that that person is honest. Why? He won't steal anything off you. He won't on purpose lose anything that you give him. He will look after the things that you give him. So he's an honest, truthful person. So we should always be honest, not only in our speech, but in our actions as well. Because the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was such an honest person that everybody trusted him with everything. You will see in that story that when Sayyidina Khadija, radiallahu anha, she sent him on this trade route to Syria, she wasn't checking whether he was lying or not. She wasn't checking whether he was teaching the truth or not. She was checking whether he was an honest person or not. And so when he was selling things, because you know when you're selling something, I say, oh yeah, you know, for example, this cost me £10, right? And I tried to sell it to you for £50, right? And you say, oh no, I'll only give £40. I say, no, it cost me £40. I can't sell it for less than £40. Now that's being dishonest, isn't it? Because it didn't cost me £40, it only cost me £10. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in all of his trade dealings, whenever he met all these people, he was completely honest. And this is something that we all need to be. No telling lies, being honest and being truthful. And the same thing I want to say to all of you, that when you go home, whenever you go home, always talk to your parents. Your parents are your best friends. Whatever questions you have in your mind, ask them. Don't hide anything from your parents. Because hiding things from your parents is not, although it's not a lie, but people call it like a white lie, you're hiding things from your parents. Don't hide things from your parents. Be honest with them and discuss things with them. Once, during the time of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a certain individual, and his name was Awais al-Qarni, radiyallahu anhu. What was his name? MashaAllah. He lived far away. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah and Medina, but he lived far away. He lived in a place called Yemen. Where did he live?
Yemen,
MashaAllah. He wasn't rich. He didn't wear any fancy clothes. And he never got the chance to meet the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in person. But do you know what made him special? He was a very special person. And Awais's mother, she was very old and she couldn't walk. She was weak and needed help all the time. Awais al-Qarni looked after her day and night. He would cook for her, clean the house, bring water and help her with everything. One day he said to his mother, he said, Amiji, my dear mom, I've heard about a man in Medina. In Medina there's a person called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this person has been sent by Allah as a prophet. He said to his mother that I want to go and see him. I want to go and see him and take the Shahada from his blessed hands and learn from him directly. He wanted to go and see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the Kalma in front of him and learn about Islam from him. Now his mother said to him, but always, I'm sick. I'm sick, I can't be left alone. But if you go, if you must go, promise me one thing. Go only for a short period of time, meet the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then come back quickly. So his mother said to him that you can go, but go there for a short period of time, meet the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a short period of time, and then come back quickly. Now, he traveled all the way from Yemen to Medina, a long way. Long way, maybe thousands of miles. And at that time, there was no aeroplanes, there was no fast cars, there was no train, so it was probably a long journey. It took him many, many days. He went through deserts, he went through mountains, he made all of this journey. Why? Just to meet the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he got there, when he arrived at the house of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knocked gently. He knocked gently on the door. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't there. He was away on a journey. Now, Awais had a choice. He had a choice here. Because does he wait for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come back? Or does he keep his promise that he made to his mother and go back? So he'd come to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when he knocked on the door and he found out the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't there. But he thinks to himself that I've come here to meet him, but at the same time, she said that I need to come back very, very quickly. He stood there for a moment, then he turned the way back and went all the way back home without meeting the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why did he go back home? Do we know? Come on then. Okay, you can answer that. Give him the mic. Why did he go back home?
Because the Prophet wasn't there.
So why did he not stay there? Does anybody know why he didn't stay there and why he went home? Go and give it to this brother here. He could have stayed there, couldn't he? So why did he go home? He could have waited.
Because his mum said he had to come home.
Mum said he had to come home. He made a promise to come home. Mashallah, sit down, bitter. So he stood there for a minute, and then he, because he'd made that promise to his mother, he went back home. And later, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to Medina, and he was told about the visitor who came and left, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. Allahu Akbar. And he said, listen to this, I smell the fragrance of Awais coming all the way from Yemen. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smelled the beautiful smell of him. And he said to his companions, there will come to you a man from Yemen. His name is Awais. He never met me, but he served his mother with such devotion that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves him. If you ever meet him, ask him to make dua for you. Can you imagine that? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there's a person, if you ever meet him, he's such a good person because of the fact that Allah loves him because of what he's done for his parents. And if you ever meet him, tell him to do dua for you. Do you sometimes not ask Qari Sahib to do dua for you? Does anybody ask Qari Sahib to do dua for them? Not ask them. Qari Sahib, they don't ask you to do dua. Yeah. You'd ask Qari Sahib to do dua for you. When you've got exams coming, yeah, or you've got any problem, Qari Sahab, please do dua for me. Do you not ask Qari Sahab to do dua for you? Are you scared of Qari Sahab? They're not sure about this one as well. Another dubious question. Shall I get them to put their hands up? We can edit it later. How many of you are scared of Qari Sahab? They're all looking at each other. You know, you shouldn't be scared of Qari Sahab. Qari Sahab is your teacher. Qari Sahab is your friend. I'm glad to hear. And the Qari Sahab can now take a deep breath that alhamdulillah, nobody's afraid. Yes, you should not be. And you should always get Qari Sahab to make dua for you as well. Qari Sahab, I've got an exam. Qari Sahab, this. Qari Sahab, my mom's not feeling well. Do dua for them. Qari Sahab, my dad's not feeling well. Do dua for them. My brother's not feeling well. You get Qari Sahab to do dua for you. He's your teacher. Yeah, we're not talking about teachers today. One day we'll talk about teachers. But he's your teacher, so get him to do that. So, yes, he said to him that person, when you meet him, he loved his parents so much that Allah loves him. And when you meet him, get him to do dua for us. And respecting our parents is one of the greatest deeds in Islam. Do you know that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want to find paradise in this dunya, in this whole world, you can travel all around, new people go all around the world, don't they? They go to all these different countries. They go all these around, they get tickets, first class tickets, travel everywhere, go on trains, cars, boats, everywhere. Do you know where paradise is in this dunya? Does anybody know? It's a very secret place. Maybe you know it. It's not very far from where you live. Does anybody know? Go on, what do you think it is? It's under the feet of your mother. Under the feet of your mother is paradise. Respecting your parents. Sometimes doing something for your parents is more valuable than even going on a journey of worship. You know, there were companions that they wanted to go into battle with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he realized that the parents were old, he said, go and serve your parents, go and look after your parents. You'll get more reward for looking after your parents than going into the battle. That's how important it is. Allah will listen to your dua. You know, people, yeah, you all do dua. Do you do dua? Do you not do dua? Do you do duas? Yes? Okay. You know, when we do dua, we want Allah to listen to us. Everybody wants Allah to listen to them, right? One of the conditions, or one of the ways to try and make Allah Azza wa Jalla listen to us, is if we are obedient to our parents. Allah listens to the duas of obedient children. And boys and girls should never shout at their parents. Should never shout at your parents. You should never ignore your parents. If your parents tell you to do something, don't say to your mum, later, I'll do it later, I'll see you later, mum, let me finish my game, let me do this first. No, listen to your parents straight away. You must respect your parents. And it'd be brilliant. I don't know if your teacher's taught you this. I think he has. But then when you go home and you meet your parents, give them salam and kiss their hands. Kiss their hands and make your parents happy. You know, if your parents are happy with you, Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with you. I mean, even when it comes, we mentioned the mother, but do you know that they say that if the father is happy with you, Allah is happy with you? If the father is angry with you, Allah is angry with you. So it's very important upon us to respect our parents and look after our parents. I'm going to ask you some quick questions now. You heard the story, and I want to find out who was listening. And I promise you I won't give you detention, but I want to know who was listening. Who can tell me why did Awais Qarni radiallahu ta'ala leave without meeting the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We'll choose you. Why did he not meet him?
Because his mom said he had to come very quickly.
Yeah, but why did he not meet him then? He went there, didn't he? He went all the way to Medina, right? And he didn't meet him. Why did he not meet him?
Because he kept a promise with his mother.
He promised his mother what?
To come home in a short time.
Okay. Anybody else? Go and give it to him. Give it to him there in the middle. Why did he not meet him?
Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on a journey and he found out that he wasn't there.
Yes, he didn't meet him because he wasn't there. Now, why he didn't stay is a different question, but he didn't meet him because he wasn't there. Now, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back and he was told that this person had come and he was told that this person had gone back, what did the Prophet of Allah... You're very quick, putting their hands up before I even ask the question. What did the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about him to the companions? Can anybody remember? It's a quite hard one, this one. Can you remember? What did the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about him when he came back?
to do dua for always?
Not quite. Anybody else? Go on, we'll give it to the back now. No, you answered a question before. Go on over this time. If you've already answered a question, don't put your hand up. We want new faces.
There's going to be a man from Yemen. If you ever meet him, ask him to do dua for you.
Yes, mashallah. He said that this person, Allah loves him because he loves his parents. And whenever you meet him, ask him to do dua for you. You know, like normally I find out that you don't even ask God himself to do dua for you. But you know, people ask pious people to do dua for them because they're really good people. Yeah. And he said to the companion that whenever you meet him, then ask him to do dua for you. Now, one final question. If you remember at the beginning of the story, I told you about what he did, how he lived his life. I told you some things. What can you do to respect your parents, and what can you do to help them?
Clean the toys.
Clean the what?
Toys.
Clean your toys? Okay, that's a good answer. What can we do to respect our parents and help our parents?
Clean the house.
Clean the house. Tidy the house. Ooh, good one that. If I was to ask a question, how many of you clean the house and tidy the house? Masha Allah. Do you read and listen? You've heard a story once before about telling the truth. I don't know if you've heard that. No, you didn't hear that story. That was me thinking. Telling the truth is very important. So whenever I ask you a question, make sure you tell the truth. Right? So how many of you have cleaned the house? Go on. MashaAllah. Okay, who can give me other examples? How else can we respect? Because you've talked about helping. I would still want to give examples of how we can help and how we can respect something new. Stand up, Bita. Go on.
If they ask you to do something, don't groan. Just do it without...
Always do it. MashaAllah. Sit down, Bita. Okay, well, enough questions for today. But basically, we hear that those people who respect their parents, look after their parents, Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with them. And as Muslims, we should always want Allah to be pleased with us. We should always look after our parents, respect our parents, don't argue with our parents, don't answer back to our parents. And if our parents want our help, we should try and help them, we should try and make it easy for them. So I'm hoping that I want you all to do today, when you go home today, I want you to give salam to your parents, and when you meet your mum, kiss your mother's hand. When you meet your dad, kiss your dad's hand. Okay? Are we all going to do that? Inshallah. Shall we do a little dua? And then come to the end of the program because I know you all want to go home as well, yeah? Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Muslimin. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Ghafur, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik Mawla. Today we have been sat in Fazani Makkah with the children of the madrasa. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we see, accept the fact that they've all come here today. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, today we learned through the seerah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about telling the truth and being honest. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, enable all of us to always speak the truth.
Amen.
Ya Allah, enable us always to speak the truth.
Amen.
Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, enable us always to be honest.
Amen.
Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, enable us to be truthful and honest with our qaris, with our parents, with everybody that we meet.
Amen.
Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make us good Muslims.
Amen.
Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make us such Muslims that Allah Azza wa Jal is always happy with us.
Amen.
Ameen, Subha Ameen, bi rahmatika ya Arhamar Rahim. Jazakallah for all of your time, and I'll see you next time. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Join us for stories of faith and light. Join us for stories of faith and light. In story time, our hearts feel happy and bright. In story time, our hearts feel happy and bright.